Welcome, friends and music lovers, to another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to focus this episode on jazz rock fusion, both from the 1970s as well as today's modern musicians that were influenced by that music from back in the 1970s. Miles Davis is usually credited for bringing rock rhythms and electronics into jazz music with albums like In a Silent Way and Bitches Brew from the late 60s. I didn't include any of these Miles Davis recordings in today's show, but I did include two of my favorite jazz rock fusion bands, one that really introduced me to jazz music, and that is John McLaughlin's Mahavishnu Orchestra, as well as Chick Corea's Return to Forever. So our first set is going to be those two groups, beginning with Chick Corea from his album Where Have I Known You Before, a 1974 release. We're going to hear the Lenny White composition, Shadow of Low.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is Mahavishnu Orchestra featuring the exciting guitar work of John McLaughlin, along with Rick Laird on bass, Billy Cobham on drums, Jan Hammer on keyboards and synthesizers, and Jerry Goodman on violin. From the album Birds of Fire, we heard One Word. And before that, we heard from Chick Corea and Return to Forever. From the album Where Have I Known You Before, we heard The Shadow of Low. And that is a great group, Chick Corea on keyboards and synthesizers, Al Di Meola on electric guitar, Stanley Clark on electric bass, and Lenny White on drums. Two great examples of 1970s fusion music, which was highly popular in those days, and for many of those of my generation, introduced us to jazz music. Next up, we're going to hear from Freddie Hubbard from the album Red Clay. Many people may not consider this jazz fusion, but it was released in 1970 as a lot of jazz musicians were following Miles Davis's lead and picking up electronic instruments and rock type rhythms. And I think this is a good example of that. This is a great group, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor saxophone, Herbie Hancock on electric piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Lenny White on drums. We're going to hear the title track, Red Clay, from Freddie Hubbard. Red Clay, a classic album from trumpet great Freddie Hubbard, his 1970 release. Now we're going to hear some new music created by young musicians that were influenced by some of that jazz rock fusion from back in the 1970s. The set is going to feature a fine guitarist, young player out of University of Hartford, Jackie McLean's Institute for Jazz. His name is Andrew Renfro. He just released a EP entitled Big Country, and we're going to hear the title track from that one. Also features Braxton Cook on saxophone, Tabor Gable on piano, Joshua Crumbly on bass, and Jonathan Pinson on drums. Let's hear Big Country from Andrew Renfro. That was Kneebody, a modern fusion band that was started by saxophonist Ben Wendell. This was from an album entitled Chapters, a 2019 release. We heard the track The Trip, featuring pianist Gerald Clayton. Before that, we heard a couple tracks that feature guitarist Andrew Renfro. We started out the set with Big Country, an EP. We heard the title track from that. And that was followed by a great album from a LA-based drummer. Her name is Tina Raymond. The name of the album is Divinations. We heard The Emperor. And that certainly reminds me of the great guitar trio bands of the 1960s and 70s. That brings us near the end of this week's In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show on WWUH 91.3 FM out of Hartford, Connecticut, as well as an internet radio station, Radio Bob USA. And you can also catch me on social media at jazztodon.com. It's part of the Mastodon Network. Check me out there, jazztodon.com. All right, we're going to finish the show with a fine drummer. His name is Mark Juliana, and you can find him playing in a number of different settings. He does hip-hop, he does beats music, as well as some progressive jazz. We're going to hear from an album entitled The Sound of Listening. This is Mark Juliana on drums, Jason Rigby on tenor saxophone, Chris Morrissey on bass, and Shy Maestro on piano. We're going to hear the track Under the Influence. Thank you for listening, folks. Come back next week for another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Thank you.